Nick, hear me okay?
Okay. Do I sound okay?
Sounds
yeah, I can
good.
Hear you great. How do I sound?
Sound good.
Great.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
I'm gonna
play Four,
an introduction first.
3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Pro EFT Radio with Lindsay Kinney, EFT Master. If you're new to EFT, please visit us at proeft.com after the show to familiarize yourself with meridian tapping. It's important to learn the basics of EFT in order to get the most out of the material we'll be covering in these programs. You'll find a wealth of free resources at proeft.com, including a free starter program that will help you build on a solid foundation for tapping. Now here's Lindsay.
Hi, everyone. This is Lizzie indeed, and I'm really thrilled tonight to have one of my good friends, Nicholas Ortner, or Nick as we call him, join us on the show. Say hi, Nick.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you? It's great to be on with you.
Good. I'm so glad to have you. I want to embarrass you for a minute while I tell some wonderful things about you, and then I want to have just a little conversation with you about some things. I think people need to see the guy behind all of this stuff that's coming at us about the World Summit. So I just want to explain to everybody, I've known Nick. I think I know you. Don't you think we know each other pretty well, Nick?
I think so. We've chatted here and there.
A lot. We were kind of connected at the hip, I think, about 2 years ago with some stuff going on. But we've never met face-to-face, and yet we know each other pretty well. But Nick is the producer of the documentary film The Tapping Solution. It used to be called Try It On Everything. And it's a documentary film that features 10 people that are overcoming enormous challenges by using EFT. Now, I was surprised to learn that Nick was not a film producer when I saw this. Right, Nick?
Yeah, really, I mean, beyond not a film producer, nothing to do with filmmaking whatsoever. So,
I'll let him tell you more about this, but Pete, he may not brag about himself like I will. So he put money on a credit card, and just he and his family borrowed money and bought this film equipment and went out and started filming these people, and without the experience really or the money to do it, but got stars in this film, like Jack Canfield and Bruce Lipton, one of my heroes, Joe Vitale, Bob Proctor, Carol Look, Cheryl Richardson, Dr. McCullough, and a bunch of other EFT people. And it was an enormous success. And he also produced the movie Simply Raw, which is a documentary about reversing diabetes in 30 days. Did I tell you, Nick, I saw that in a health food store here in the San Francisco Bay Area?
Oh, that's great. That makes me so happy to hear. I love that.
I read it, and I saw that Simply Raw, and I went, oh, you know, Nick does some stuff with that name. And I read by Nick Ortner on it, and I went, OMG. But since I've known Nick, I know that he's always looking at new things and exploring things and experimenting with information and techniques. I mean, he found EFT, loved it, wanted to get it into the mainstream, which he is doing a great job of. But he didn't stop there. I mean, he's continuing always to look at different things. I think most of us on this call know him as the creator of the online event, the Tapping World Summit, which is really kind of taking place now. It hasn't started, but with some pre-introductory videos. And it's, the thing about it is it's a free event. I mean, it really is free. You can purchase the audios and videos. I mean, the audios and the tapes later, but the event itself is absolutely free online. And he's produced so many other coordinated projects with people such as David Wolf and many others. He's absolutely an entrepreneur and leader in this film of, modality of self-help. So, Nick, I didn't want to gush about you, but you really have become a hero of mine, and you're so young and energetic. So tell us about how did you get started in this? How did you get started with EFT, and how did you do this?
Well, you know, I think my journey with EFT is what probably most of ours is now. I got to imagine 99% of people who got into EFT found it online in one way or another. I mean, a lot, I guess, had personal introductions and, maybe went to workshop, but a lot of people, it's just clicking around online and you hear about this and it was probably 7 or 8 years ago, and I kept reading one testimonial after another, one case study of EFT working on this, working on that, and, you know, you can only read about something so much before you go, okay, I will look like a monkey now and tap on my face and body and see what happens.
And I did,
and, you know, the rest is history. What happened? Well, I had a great experience, like everybody does with EFT, because it works, and I got excited about it. I would use it with the friends and family, started working with some clients on the side, and I would. It was funny because I was at that stage of excitement, again, where a lot of us have been, where it's kind of like, don't tell me there's anything wrong around me because we're going to tap on it if there is, you know.
That's right, yeah.
And fortunately, that hasn't changed too much. I was at I was going for a hike up a mountain a couple months ago with actually a very well-known author, and, you know, she, we were talking about different things, and she was telling me about the mountain. She said, oh, there's a great tower at the top. I said, I've never gone up it because I'm scared of heights. And as soon as she said it, she looked at me, and she said, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And I just smiled, and she just knew that I wasn't letting her off the hook. And sure enough, we tapped our way up to the top, and it was super windy and blustery, and this thing was rickety, and but she was totally comfortable up there, and we have some pictures to prove the results, and she was excited about what happened. So, you know, I've remained excited and committed to something that is so simple and works so well, and it's so applicable to so many aspects of life. I mean, you know, there's amazing things happening with the summit and a lot of people hearing about it, but I truly feel this is just the beginning. It's just the tipping point is about to happen. I just have such a sense in my body and my mind that there are big things happening, and it's exciting.
Well, I kind of thought the tipping point had already happened. I mean, how many people did you start off with in the World Summit?
Well, the first year that we ran it, and it was a total surprise about how big it was, we had about 35,000 people register. And then last year, we had over 100,000 people register. This year, in the first week, we're about a week and a half into the pre-launch, the video series, we've had over 150,000 people register.
OMG.
And those are 150,000 new people. That doesn't include the, 150,000 people that were already on my list. So I sent out an email today, and it went out to about 280,000 people. So that was kind of fun.
Wow. Wow. So say that again. How many brand new people have you gotten just in the last couple of weeks that are going to be?
In the last week and a half, we've had 150,000 brand new people that have never heard about the Tapping World Summit. And some of them are from the tapping community, but I would say 80% of them are coming from outside the tapping community, never heard of EFT before. So that is really exciting.
It really is, because that's people that, I mean, one of your goals, I believe, inspiration, was to get this out into the mainstream. So a lot of times we're sort of preaching to the choir, the people that already know about tapping and what it can do, and you're reaching brand new people. So how are you doing that? Where are these people coming from?
Yeah, the summit's been a really neat sort of breakthrough that we've... The film only went so far, though, and I think part of the challenge with... I think the difference with the summit that's been really exciting, there's been a couple elements. One, it's free to listen to, so free is good. You know? Free is a great way to get people introduced to it. There's also the, you know, you can buy the program, and what that allows us to do is it allows us to... run the whole event, first of all, because it's not cheap to provide the bandwidth and to do the graphics and to do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
But it also allows us to compensate affiliates who promote the product. And that's a big element. I mean, people know that a lot of things work like that online. And the summit has been so successful, and people have bought it. And, you know, a lot of people have gotten free, but a huge amount of people have bought it because it's such an awesome product that that we've been able to pay affiliates commissions, and they've been excited in promoting it. And so this year, this time around, we have, you know, millions of, you know, emails going out about the summit, and partially because we've been able to convince people about how powerful EFT is, and partially because they're excited about making a little bit of money on it.
Well, that's a win-win situation. And the interesting thing was, we do it for free. I think. I mean, people want to get the word out, and that you're giving it to people for free. And I find it interesting that you give something to people and they're willing to buy the same thing. Then they say, I like this.
Yeah.
I want to have it in my library, because it is free. It's a live event, which is, 10 days or so?
Yeah, 10 days, 2 presentations per day. They're anywhere between 45 minutes and an hour, and they're available for replay over the 24-hour period. So anytime in that 24-hour, you can listen to those presentations. And then afterwards, you can buy it to get the transcripts and the workbook. There's a couple little extras that we offer in the upgrade package. and to, you know, to reward the people that want to support it financially. But if you can't support it financially or don't want to, the content is there, and I'm excited. I mean, throughout the years, this is the third time we've run it. I've had so many amazing stories. I remember the first year, there's a group of women in Peru who would get together every night to listen to the presentations mm-hmm. together. There was one computer in the village, and they would all huddle around and listen, and some would translate for others, and I was like, well, how cool is that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that I've been talking to, you know, to other entrepreneurs out there and other people, you know, and sort of out there promoting information and selling stuff. Obviously, that's everyone is running a business. Even if an author writes a book, he's selling the book. The books aren't available for free. But I believe a model like this where we can make so much of it available for free and still reward people financially is just the way of the future, and I'm excited about it.
Well, I bet you've heard some great feedback on it, some stories, like the one you just said from Peru. In fact, I know South America is going crazy now with tapping, with Till Schilling down there and some other people, and it kind of started with the summit. But what are some of the amazing stories that you've had? I'm sure people have emailed you back and said, gee, here's how it helped me. Tell us a few of those stories.
Well, absolutely. You know, there's one that comes to mind from last year, and it was I think we started last year on a Sunday night, and one of the first calls was Carol Look tapping on abundance. And there was this lady who tapped, listened in that night, tapped, and she had a job interview the next morning. Now, before she did the tapping, she was going into the interview, all the press, you know, she said, you know, I've been rejected from a bunch of interviews, and I know that the economy is bad, and, you know, she had all these beliefs running in her mind about what was going to happen or not happen during the interview. So she did the tapping, as you can imagine, cleared out a lot of blocks, felt better, was excited, and she went to an interview. Turns out that the job that she was applying for wasn't available anymore. There was an even better job that she got the next day. And she emailed me that day saying, I'm convinced I'm going to get this job. And she emailed the next day saying, I got it. And, you know, she was shocked. She'd been looking for work for months. And then the day after she did this tapping, she got the job. And to me, you know, the way I look at it is that there's, on a story like that, there's obviously there's the practical side of the law of attraction, which is, look, the interview was there. It was ready for her, but she wasn't in a place to, you know, to show up and give a good interview. If she showed up depressed and in a bad mood, then people go, well, I don't want to work with this person. And then there's the more out there stuff that I know you have some amazing stories about that that I know is the case too, where we go, whoa, there's something a little more esoteric happening here, that something came together for me in my life just from doing this tapping.
Well, tell us about yourself. I mean, because so a couple of years ago, what's been like 2.5 years ago, you were borrowing money, you said, on your credit cards. I think you've told other people that's not a secret, to fund the then called Try It On Everything documentary. How did you go from there to this big worldwide event practically overnight, and I assume you're not in the red anymore. So did you use tapping techniques for that?
Oh, absolutely. Every step of the way. I mean, every step of the way, looking at every belief system that might be in the way of that, looking at the stress that comes up, looking at the limiting beliefs. You know, when you make a movie with no experience, you're going to hit some stumbling blocks.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's simply as simple as, even though I'm stressed and I don't know what to do next, you know, and just having that tool to find yourself in a place of peace, to shift the energy, and then to be more resourceful, and then, you know, greater things can happen. So it doesn't have to be, you know, when using EFT with sort of goals and dreams, yeah, there's a lot to be said for digging deep and finding those things that happened to you in your childhood and that got in your way and all that stuff. There's no doubt that you got to spend some time there. But there's also, you got to spend some time just on the daily, keeping the energy flowing and just keeping it moving. And when you feel a little stuck, using some tapping. Everything doesn't have to be some big traumatic release. You know, just moving the energy of procrastination from a 7 to a 4 is likely to at least get you doing something. You know, and you add that up over the long run. You do that, you know, once a day over 1,000 days. Well, that's a lot more actions taken because you did a little bit of tapping.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said something there, a little key phrase. I think it's important for our listeners to hear. It's sometimes when you're stuck and you don't know what to say or where to go, what to do, you actually tap on that. Even though I don't even know what to say when I'm tapping, I'm stuck. I don't have the answer here. I still appreciate myself, and I want to be open-minded, even though I don't think this is going to work or whatever. So whatever thing is in your mind, that's the setup statement, okay? Even though I don't know what the heck to do. What do I do now?
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen before with clients and everything that the number one stumbling block people have is I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like, oh, I don't know. I just your language is so good. You do it so well. And I don't know what to say. It's like, say something, you know.
Right.
Say something and you're going to be okay. That's better than not saying anything.
Right. The person that's tapping on themselves knows what's going on with them better than anybody else. So if you're confused,
yeah.
you say, even though I'm confused about what to say, and I want to be open to it, and it just starts flowing because we all started at that place of not knowing what to say, and the more you do it, the more it just kind of comes to you.
Yeah.
I know I got an email, I think it was after your first summit, and I'm sure I would have forwarded it to you because it was memorable to me. It was a lady that said she was saying in first person, I really felt hopeless and despair, and I didn't have any money, and my kids had left, my husband had left me, and on and on. She said, I really was thinking about other alternatives that didn't include staying around. And she said, and then I got an email from you about this World Summit, and because it was free, I thought, well, why not? I'll listen to it. And so she just did listen every night and on these different subjects. And I think she emailed me about the fourth or fifth night, and I forwarded it to you. But she just saying, I've completely changed from rather than thinking about taking my life, about all the things that I've got ahead of me. And now I have a tool to move forward. And I can't even believe that I was in that dark place just a couple of days ago. And it was really inspiring to think that, you know, some recorded hour-long programs from some people could just turn you around like that. But it gives a lifeline for a lot of people and inspiration that's really needed in these tough times. Nick, tell us about some of the subjects that you've got coming up for us this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've sort of put them into categories this year. In the past, they've been a little bit all over the place and, you know, people covering different topics and whatnot. This year, we're every day sort of themed. So there's like a pain relief day, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's Carol Look and Rick Wilkes on two aspects of pain relief. Rick focuses on back pain and Carol does a general pain relief session. We have an abundance day, so looking at money, and Carol Tuttle is looking at some of the limiting beliefs about money, and Margaret Lynch is doing the same thing from a different angle. The what I like about the theme of the days is that to be able to explore something a little more deeper on a daily basis, you know, instead of having 20 presentations that were all over the place, let's look at the most important stuff and see what we can cover, you know,
mm-hmm.
within that one day.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we cover? You do an amazing presentation. Procrastination. I mean, geez, who like. I think we all deal with procrastination in such a big way.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that topic.
I hear you have a really good expert on that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. They'll have to listen in and see what they think of it.
Well, here's what I like about it, Jessica. I want to have you talk about your family in just a second. But when Jessica called me, she said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, gee, everybody seems to be interested in procrastination. And she said, well, we already have somebody that's going to do that, but we're doing these themes, you know, per night, the same thing. I thought, what a great idea. And it just so happened that I'm talking about the beingness part of procrastination, the stuff in your head that causes you to put things off. And the other speaker is talking about the doingness part, you know, how the physical things you can do, making lists and the practical things to get out of it. And so it ends up being a really good combination of not just that subject, but I'm sure on clutter and abundance and fear and pain, all of the other issues, topics that you're doing. And if you're doing one on, you know, kids and somebody doesn't have a family or children, they don't have to listen to that night. Can you think of any other topics?
Yeah, there's a relationship. We have a relationship day, you know, breaking through the barriers to love and improving your relationships. We have life's greatest challenges where we master our emotions with tapping, the emotion of anger and anxiety, so looking at those two emotions that a lot of people sort of go to.
Mm-hmm.
We have a workplace day on how to increase productivity and then also how to redefine your work day.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a presentation on using tapping to help other people, you know, how do I actually do this with other people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff.
What about the person that's brand new to tapping and so they don't know really how to tap. They've just heard a little bit about it. So how do they, can they participate from the beginning?
Yeah, what they write, as soon as they sign up, they get access to a presentation with Carol Look where she goes through the basics of tapping. Well, there's actually two. One where I do a little quick start guide just to get people familiar with the summit and get do some tapping right away just for a couple minutes. And then Carol goes in more in depth going through the points. There's a video with Jessica where she shows the points. There's a diagram of the points. You know, basically the bottom line is if you just go through the basics of the points and figure out what's going on with the points, and then when you listen to the calls, you'll be able to follow very easily.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. I know people that are listening to this, I mentioned that to have a good foundation, you need to have some basis of tapping, knowing what it is, where to tap, and that sort of thing. I have a starter package on my site on proeft.com that's free, the videos and audios, and that's important to have that foundation. But you don't have to know everything about it or even a lot about it to have it work. I mean, I didn't know anything at the beginning, and I found out that the lady that actually introduced it to me, a therapist, when I was just in a really dark place, it was her very first day of using it. She had just done some little two-hour workshop with somebody, and she was reading, you know, looking at a chart, the old manual, the EFT manual that was on Xerox paper, you know, just she was kind of reading it and looking down, saying, oh, let's see, I think it's here you tap next, and I'm going, gee, what is this? And I found out later, I was her very first client ever, and she still got me from, you know, really horribly depressed to, you know, back engaged in life again. So even with in the hands of brand new people, it can be astonishing.
That's great. Yeah, it's a very forgiving procedure. You know,
Nick, tell us about your your employees, your family contribution and participation in your businesses.
Oh, I mean, this is such a cool part of the story, and I'm so blessed by the gang that we have working on this right now. You know, the primary people involved in the summit right now are my sister Jessica, that a lot of people know because she does all of the interviews for the summit and for the Tapping Insiders Club, and she's sort of the content creator. And then my brother Alex, Jess and Alex are both my younger siblings. I'm the oldest, and my brother's the middle child, and he is the guy who's behind the scenes running the whole launch, so making sure everything is working technically and working with affiliates and all that kind of thing. And we even have my amazing girlfriend Brenna, who helps out on all sorts of stuff, and then my dad works as well for us. So it's truly mom's the only one who's not involved on a daily basis.
Well, what's wrong with her? Jeez, do you need to tap on
her? She has a regular old thing. She's got a regular job, you know, getting them. She works as a school psychologist, but she actually does tap with the kids as a school psychologist, so she's getting it out there, too.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great, and especially if you get along with your family. It sounds like you do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we complement each other so well that it's amazing. I couldn't imagine anything else. It's such a blessing to be able to work with them. There's obviously so much trust, and, you know, we can yell at each other when things go badly and
I can't imagine that.
Have grudges, you know. Well, you know, we don't have to have any grudges. We just go, oh, man, you messed this up. No, you messed it up. All right, whatever. Okay, next.
Well, I've had dealings with all of your family. You know, Alex with Tapping International and Jessica doing zillion interviews and your dad even, Dip Martin. And they're all just delightful people. And I think, Nick is so happy to have this so fortunate to have such a happy, healthy family, and they're fortunate to have you. I mean, you guys are almost sickening. You're so darling, especially your little sister. I mean, Jessica, you just want to pinch your head off. She's so cute.
She is.
So, Nick, what keeps you motivated? I know the hours you put in and the energy you put into not just the Tapping Summit, but all of this other stuff you do. What keeps you motivated and going like that?
You know, I'm having a lot of fun. I mean, there's so much growth all the time. There's challenges. The growth has been so rapid that, you know, I need to be careful with, you know, what I take on, what I say yes to. I mean, the amount of opportunities coming our way right now are just, like, insane. And, you know, I'm learning very quickly to say no to a lot of stuff. We're having a lot of opportunities with just helping other people with their products and whatnot, because we've been so successful in getting this stuff out there that everybody says, come help me. So
yeah.
I've had to I've had to say no to some pretty amazing people in the last couple of months who say, I want to partner up with you, and I'd love to, but it's just I need to stay focused. So, you know, my rule now has been kind of like, okay, if it's not supporting tapping in some way, if it doesn't move that message forward, then I just need to say no to it. I can't be going in 20 different directions.
Well, that's interesting. I was going to ask you about that, if you were going to be moving away. I know you're doing mind movies and some other things, and I just, you know, I have a hard time juggling the things I'm handling. I was wondering how you were able to do that. So you've kind of, your parameters are that tapping is the main.
Yeah, tapping's the main thing. I mean, to the tapping list, I'll promote other products and services that I think are valuable, whether it just be a book that I read that I like, or, you know, for example, you mentioned Mind Movies. I think it's a great program. I promoted them last year and will do so in the future. And so I promote other things that aren't tapping related because I think there's value in a lot of things that aren't tapping related. But in terms of where I put a lot of energy, I'm just keeping it on tapping. It just makes sense.
Well, you know, a lot of what we're talking about is solo law of attraction related, including EFT and law of attraction are just like fingers in a glove. I mean, they're so complementary to one another. And Mind Movies is very law of attraction oriented. So would you mind telling us, I know it's not your product, but I know you really support them, and people, I'm sure, can find out about it on your website. Just tell people a little bit about what Mind Movies is.
Yeah, Mind Movies is a great little software, basically, where you can create your own an active vision board. It's like a vision board that's a video. So you know you can drag in music and drag in images and put in affirmations, and you make your own little movie to keep yourself inspired and motivated and moving in the right direction. It's a really neat thing, and you can use tapping with it very easily, just watching it and tapping, and you feel any blocks come up when you see an image, you tap on that, and it's a neat little program.
It really is. I use it. I'm actually starting a level 1 and 2 tomorrow with a law of attraction kind of emphasis, and here in the Bay Area. And I in my PowerPoint presentation, I show a Mind Movie, you know, one of the ones that self-generated back when they first started, and then I've created my own since then. But I stop in the middle of the law of attraction stuff and show that, how it's just, you know, it's pictures and music of whatever your desire is. If you're interested in relationships, it's just showing some really, you know, loving couples and some things that are neat about relationships. And if it's money, it's just all kinds of things about money, cars and houses and material things and self-confidence things, or if it's about health or whatever. It's just images and like Nick said, a moving vision board that just is so inspiring to watch it. It just puts you in such a great place. So where can people, do you have a link or something on your site people can find out about it?
Probably on our blog. So if you go to thetappingsolution.com /blog, I would search on there, and there's probably a link on there.
Okay. I wanted to remind people that tuned in late that we're talking with Nick Ortner, the founder of the Tapping Solution and the Tapping World Summit. And if anybody would like to ask Nick a question and put him on the spot, call. And we don't have any screeners, so that could be really dangerous, Nick. But you can call in at 760-683-2626, and there's an option to raise your hand when you get there. It's 760-683-2626. And when you get there, raise your hand if you want to ask Nick a question and be nice. Let's see, Nick, what else would I like to ask you? I know. I was astonished. I get a gazillion emails from you, but every one of them is interesting. I get about 265 emails a day, and so it's hard to go through those. And I don't mean spam. I mean real emails. You must get thousands. It's hard to read those, but I tend to always read yours. They're relatively short, and they have meat to them. And one that came out a few weeks ago that really shocked me was the money that you guys have raised, especially in the last year, for all of these different causes. It just blew me away. Would you tell us about those? Do you have any just some figures handy that you can just, you know, whip off the top of your head?
I have some ideas. Overall, we raised over $100,000 last year for various charities. We did $50,000 this past fall for the Unstoppable Foundation to build some villages in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We did $25,000 for EFT research with veterans.
Mm-hmm.
We did $10,000 for a homeless foundation, $10,000 for a fruit tree planting foundation, $15,000 for EFT and kids with cancer. I think that's it.
Well, you did. You donated some. Didn't you donate money for tappy bears or something like that?
Yeah, that was for the kids with cancer. Yeah, to buy tappy bears for kids in Mexico with cancer.
And
we did about $15,000 for them for the last summit. And actually, during this summit, we have another. We're raising money, and that is to support some work that's being done in Africa, tapping with kids who have had traumatic experiences through, you know, from different genocidal events that have happened. So
wow.
Really important, powerful work going on, and we're happy to support it.
Well, that's just amazing that you were able to do that. I thought there was one that you raised, or maybe you did say that in your group, but I lost track of, you raised $50,000 for one thing, right?
Yeah, that was for the Unstoppable Foundation for the Give a Little, Get a Lot campaign.
Yeah.
For kids with cancer. Well, we did more than that because we donated $50,000 ourselves to get the whole thing going. And then we also, my brother and I, ran their launch to raise money. And in that launch, we raised $250,000.
Wow.
To build the villages in Africa. But that was with support of other partners and whatnot. So yeah, it was a good year. I mean, it's really great to be able to support this amazing work that's being done. And all these different charities were really like on the ground, things happening kind of charities, not just like, oh yeah, we're doing some cancer research, we'll see what happens. You know, this is real powerful work being done, so I'm happy to support it.
Oh, that's really great. Those are the kind of things it would be hard to say no to, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah.
So what are you most passionate about, Nick? What would you, if somebody said, let's do this, what could you just absolutely not say no to?
Going for a walk on the beach, is that what you mean?
Well,
you mean with... I'm so passionate just about how well this technique works, how simple it is. It can be applied to so many aspects of life. It can be brought in through, you know, one of the things I really like about tapping is that it's not like, oh, this is, you use this technique and you don't use that technique, you know, and this one's better than that one, or you use this technique and you have to learn this special philosophy that goes around it. And a couple of weeks ago, I was down in New Orleans for a meeting with the Transformational Leadership Council, which is Jack Canfield's sort of mastermind group, and I was just invited to join there, and a real honor to be a part of that group, an amazing group of people. That group is where most of the people who were filmed, when The Secret were filmed, Rhonda Byrne went to that group and filmed Jack Canfield, John Ashraf, you know, all those people during one of those TLC meetings. So a really neat group of people, and I got to present to them about EFT and share with them how they could incorporate it into their work. It wasn't like, oh, you know,